Welcome to a radio production of Boys Will Be Boys by James Patterson, adapted to radio by Jacob Cerniak. This radio production is sponsored by Extreme Coffee. Portions of this broadcast are brought to you by Extreme Coffee.
And then I said, it's not a camel, it's my wife.
That joke sucked! You're fired!
That joke was hot garbage. You know what isn't hot garbage?
Extreme Coffee!
What?
Extreme Coffee!
Only the best damn coffee you've ever tried.
I don't know. I don't really drink coffee. My mom said it's bad for my cholesterol.
Well, you don't need your cholesterol. Hand it over. Here, take this hot cup of joe.
Extreme coffee, coffee.
It's good for you, and it'll turn you into a man.
Well, here goes nothing. I don't feel any different.
Oh, I'm feeling it. Feeling any better, punk?
Oh yeah, high five.
Extreme.
And then I said, that's not a camel. That's my wife.
That's the best joke I've heard in my entire life. You're hired. In fact, take my job.
Extreme coffee.
It'll make a man out of you. And if that won't, I will. And now, on to your regularly scheduled program of Boys Will Be Boys.
So then I said, that's not a camel, that's my wife.
Oh, I just heard that. Oh my god, isn't that so insane? Oh, was that me?
How are you?
No, no, it was tea.
I did catch it. I caught it, like, my friend Barney threw it.
Come on, Fred. Let's get away from these losers.
Yeah, just make sure Mr. Brown doesn't notice.
Watch it.
Shut up.
You're totally into her. Totally.
Shut up.
That's okay. She's pretty hot. If you like weightlifters.
I said, shut up. Shut up.
Hey, you see those guys over there who just walked in? The ones who look like they haven't showered since the prehistoric age? Think they're up to something.
Oh man, it's dark if you pull this off. This is gonna be awesome. Hey, don't love me till we get there.
Quiet!
Hey, you guys are getting off the next stop, right?
Actually, we were just about to get up. Do you want our seat?
Move over! It's gonna be crazy. It's gonna be crazy town if we pull this off.
Keep your voice down. We can't let on about what's gonna happen.
Yeah, okay. These old parts gonna drop like flies.
Whatever.
Come on, man. Fist bump.
Hey, don't look now, but you know the two guys who just got on?
Yeah, I'm not sure who they are, but they're creeping me out.
They're setting up some kind of big prank or something. They're casing out the train like it's some sort of heist.
Do you think they're gonna pull the emergency brake?
No way. This is something bigger. I'm just not sure what it is.
Should we tell them?
Tell them what? The two guys are laughing about something? What would they even do? And what if those guys find out we tried to get them in trouble?
Yeah, you're right, maybe.
What are you looking at?
Nothing.
When I was little, I really wanted to be a train engineer.
When did you decide being a dork would be so much fun?
The same time you realized you'd rather be a bench warmer than an actual baseball player. How much do you think they make as a train engineer?
I bet at least 60,000 starters. It is pretty skilled work.
More than a teacher?
Ask him.
No, you.
I don't care how much he gets paid. It looks insanely boring.
Well, I don't think so.
Then how come more people don't want to do it?
I mean, lots of people want to do it. It's just that there aren't that many openings. I mean, how many trains are there?
There are a lot more in Europe. I saw it on my trip there. Here, everyone drives cars.
Anybody can drive a car. Driving a train could be so much cooler. Who even ran around saying they wanted to grow up and be a car driver?
Race car drivers.
Yeah, but that's different. I mean, regular drivers, just like train drivers. There aren't any race train drivers. Are there?
Just this guy.
And he's got the skills to do it blindfolded.
Well, there is no steering wheel for him to worry about.
Smash left!
Get off!
Hey, driver! It's too late.
No!
Is everyone okay? Is anyone hurt? Ma'am, are you okay?
Don't touch me! You're making voice!
Sorry, wait, where are Fred and Will?
Attention passengers, we are being held momentarily by the dispatcher. Please remain in your seats and be patient. Apologies for the sudden stop. If anyone was hurt, please stay where you are and someone will be with you shortly.
Come on, we gotta meet up with Narky and Deke and tell them all about this.
That was amazing. Did you see that kid up front? He looks like he's gonna puke.
Oh!
Are you guys alright? Are you hurt?
No, but this person.
Person who wasn't feeling well, so we had to stop. What the? Maybe he was unconscious or even dead already. I didn't see him move at all.
Gonna be sick.
Hey, deep breath, buddy, deep breath.
Yes. You see that?
Yeah.
Can you keep it quiet for a bit? Dispatch will see or stop the police and come, but it's important not to panic passengers while we wait. He was dead already?
Stiffer than that.
What?
It was a freaking mannequin.
What?
A department store mannequin. You see anyone around?
No, I didn't see anyone.
I had a pretty sick idea for a joke. Yeah, I wonder who would pull a stunt like that. Somebody hate you, train guy?
We should say at least something.
We saw some kids running up by the hill. By the hill with the trees.
Kids? How many?
Two.
We were standing up front by the front of the train. We saw them run into the woods.
Well, I guess you do ought to get them to stay behind for questioning then.
I'll stay with you guys. Mrs. Balzer and Mrs. Bray can handle this field trip.
Should we ask the cattle if they saw anything, Jake?
Well, these two said they did. Go ahead and do a quick sweep while you and Taylor check for injuries. Anyone who saw anything, anyone with a boo-boo gets off here. Otherwise, I don't see any reason why the train can't keep going.
I was supposed to swap out of my shift down at the yard. You want to interview me there?
And now Royal Depot? Sure, we'll meet you outside. Come on, you two, see that cruiser over there? Officer Kwanski here will take your statements.
I'll get my bag and meet you there.
Great. Now we're gonna miss the trip and everything.
I kinda knew it wasn't a person. It didn't look natural, you know?
Well, I didn't know it was a person. Who would do something like that?
The apes!
The ones who got on at Cold Spring?
It has to be them! That was their big prank!
Oh man, we can tell the cops about the football jacket guys, but if we tell them about the ape guys on the train...
They'll know it's us, especially if we have to go to court or something.
Alright, I'll see you at Mount Royale.
The train is going to leave in a minute. What do we do?
Idiots, if boys had half a brain, that would be really dangerous.
What?
Boys, I see them doing stuff every day. That poor driver thought he killed someone. All those people on the train are going to be late to work. Boys sometimes aren't great at thinking through consequences.
Officer Kronsky, we did see something else that might help.
Yeah, the big guy, he was huge, bulky fella. He had a real deep voice. He had a disgusting monobrow, humongous nose, and glaring eyes.
And there was a second one guy with there, a kind of wiry little fella. And he had real short, and his eyes, they could see right through you, but not a hair on him.
A high school student with no hair.
They were weird, okay?
I'm glad you spoke up. They might still be on the train. Hey, Jake, make sure the train doors stay locked. The suspects might still be there.
Do you need any more from us?
This is plenty. This is good. Really good. Every once in a while, I get a nice surprise on the job. You two guys are one of them. You want to lift to the next train stop, we can get you on a field trip.
That would be great. We could join up with our class.
And Will can join up with his new special friend.
Shut up.
Thank you for tuning in to this radio broadcast of Boys Will Be Boys by James Patterson and sponsored by Extreme Coffee. Extreme Coffee. It'll make a man out of you. And if not, I will.